Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
You could be a little bit more louder. When a major event happens, we ask ourselves, does this event have any significance in our lives? And if we expect it to change our lives, then what new things will come our way? Even today, when we are in a festive mood, we listen to a joyful message that is old, but always new at the same time. This message is, Christ is risen from the death, and by death he trampled death, and to those in the tombs he granted life. Old, but yet new at the same time. How many times did we hear this phrase? As long as our memory serves us, maybe we heard it of all our life, but do we understand it completely? Christ is risen from the dead. This event marks the beginning of a new era. By his sacrifice on the cross, Christ reconciled man to God. Humanity is redeemed. We are free from bondage of sin. That does not mean that we don't have to go to confession. No, it means that we can partake in the resurrection of our Lord. It gives us hope. Just look at the resurrection icon. Adam and Eve, who were the first one that trespassed only one commandment of God. We can see Christ approaching them and pulling them up, grabbing them by their hand like a good father would do. They had to wait for the resurrection. They had to wait for Christ, but not anymore. We also cannot forget about the Paschal mystery. Because of today, because Christ is resurrected, this today's event is the foundation of the Christian faith. Without it, all the teachings of the church, all the sacraments, all the prayers and sacrifices of us believers would be irrelevant. That's why St. Paul writes about it in an epistle. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is vain. But Christ rose and proved that he was God, and that what he taught us did was as a testimony. He came from God. For this reason, church celebrates Easter feast days with the greatest joy, greatest celebrations, as a feast day of feast days. Christ invites believers and angels to sing joyfully together, Christ is risen. And we heard it in the Matins yesterday. We sang, let the heavens properly rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let the whole world, visible and invisible world, celebrate. For Christ, our everlasting joy, is risen. The joy of Christ's resurrection is therefore greatest because Christ's resurrection has become our basis for our faith. For our own personal resurrection unto the ages to come. Just as Christ rose, so we will rise again too, as long as we take care of ourselves and our souls. Soon in the Creed, we will say, I expect the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The church has been proclaiming this truth about risen Christ for thousands of years. Christ built the faith on it, and our faith stands on it. We have received this truth from the first witnesses, from the first disciples, and then from the first Christians. But it is not enough just to believe in the truth. We also have to live it out fully, to be witness, to be a disciple of Christ. This is what Pascha means, one of the meanings. For Christ says to us, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." So today, and for the rest of our life, when we say, "Christ is risen," let us not just say these beautiful words, but also let us live by it, so people around us know that we are Christians, and that we believe that Christ is risen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, He is risen.